Misery, do you know what I mean?
Technical problem.
My name's Dean and I'm an addict. Okay, so you said no swearing, but you know, how the fuck did I get here? Okay, I am really nervous. My hands are shaking and they're sweating. And I'm thinking, what the fuck am I... Okay, no swearing, sorry. I'm thinking, what am I going to talk about for 15 minutes? It's actually really good to be asked to do this meeting. I have to say this because I do remember bumping into Gary and saying to him, you know, I've been around for nearly 13 years and I've never been asked to do your fucking meeting. And he went, aha, like that. And the next thing I know, I got a call and I wish I hadn't said a word now, but I'm here and I'm really nervous. And but that's okay. That's okay. So a little bit about myself. Yeah, I'm, you know, basically just like you guys. You know, I had a problem and I knew I had to do something about it. And you know, and I do feel it was a blessing. Someone pointed me to these rooms, and it's been an amazing journey. I don't want to go too much into the kind of, you know, junkie that I was, but all I can say is that, you know, for me, picking up a drug or an alcoholic drink or anything like that is not, you know, that doesn't come into the equation anymore, you know. It's about dealing with life on life's terms. That's my big thing at the moment. And, you know, life is sometimes good and life is sometimes really shit. And, you know, and to do it sober is sometimes not very good. And sometimes it is, you know. I remember early days recovery being amazing, you know. It's like going to like 100 meetings a day and like meeting everyone and making friends and going for coffee and, you know, calling people up and, you know, and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, and then, you know, I think after around about like, you know, year two, when you start to kind of thaw out and then you realise, you know what, you know, this is my life now. And then, you know, luckily for me, you know, with coming into recovery, kind of awakened, you know, some ambitions that were kind of killed with my using. And and in a way, I've used these rooms and this fellowship to sort of, you know, maintain a life and live a life. They say you keep coming back to talk about not giving up before the miracle happens. And I've definitely seen miracles in other people's lives, and I've experienced a few in my own, and I continuously pray for more to come along. How do I stay clean? Coming to meetings. I try my best to get to as many meetings as I can, and you know what happens, you know, when you stick around, you do the work, or you attempt to do the work, or you just don't pick up, but you stay sticking around, things start to happen, life starts to happen, and then it becomes difficult to get to 100 meetings a day, and you do like 50 a day, you do like 20 a day, you do like 10 a day, and then before you know it, you're doing like, you know, I'm not talking about, yeah, do this, but, you know, sometimes life happens and you just don't get to as many meetings as you need to. And I'm just talking about myself and my experience. But, you know, I always know when I need to get to a meeting, you know, and I think I'm very lucky that way. It's great. It's great. I think the life that I have now compared to the life that I had before, there's no comparison, do you know what I mean? You can still get bad days and, you know, having to deal with bad situations and, you know, having to deal with people and have to deal with relationships and having to deal with work and, I sort of bit the bullet and started my own business, and, you know, and that in itself, you know, you need faith to do something like that, you know, when you've got to, you know, wait for the next paycheck and things like that, and, you know, not having that security, you know, I mean, and thankfully, it's going really well, and, you know, but I think if I didn't have these rooms, and, you know, one of the things, you know, that awakened in me was my connection with God, you know. I'm not like a Bible-bashing Christian or anything like that. I was brought up a Jehovah's Witness, believe it or not. And, you know, not that I pray to Jehovah today, but, you know, I sort of, you know, I have a higher power, and I have a loving higher power that wants the best for me, and, you know, and is a bit of a joker sometimes as well, and, you know, likes to kind of, you know, sort of twist things up for me a little bit. But, you know, in generally, that higher power does love me, you know. You know, so a lot of the difficulties that I go through, you know, instead of before I found recovery, I was one of those ones that if I had a bad day, you know, I would go to the pub and whatever, and then it would just lead to something else. Or if I had a celebration, I would go to the pub again, and, you know, it would lead to whatever. And if I went for a lunch with a client, it would lead to something else. And, you know, so basically, I just didn't really know how to sit with proper emotions. And then when you find recovery and your feelings start to come alive, you know, it's like when you have a shit day, you know, you've got to fucking deal with the shit day, you know. And when you have a good day, it's a fucking good day. And, you know, one of the things I learned in recovery to experience was that laughter, you know, proper laughter with friends, you know what I mean? And like that proper belly ache laughter, you know? And I didn't really have that when I was using, you know, when I was in a room full of people doing stuff. I didn't really have belly ache laughter, you know? But, you know, but the thing is, I got to like remind myself as well, I did, and, you know, I loved using drugs, you know what I mean? And I loved getting off my head. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, because I like to go out as well, you know, I like to go out, I like a good, you know, dance, I like to go out dancing and, you know, and do my thing and stuff. And, you know, and I sometimes, you know, I kind of miss that, you know, and someone made an acid jazz, an acid sort of, you know, 80s revival kind of like CD for me, and I was doing some fucking good tunes, you know, and I was thinking I'd love to get off my tits, and like, you know, and I was like that, and, you know, and that thankfully only lasts for like, you know, like a minute, do you know what I mean? Because, you know, the reality is, you know, when I remind myself, you know, the sort of the last few sort of days, it wasn't really like that, do you know what I mean? Because, you know, the drugs didn't work anymore, you know, and it just became painful, do you know what I mean? You know, and thankfully it's not like that today. You know, I do a lot of service. I think service is a good way of keeping you clean. I use it quite selfishly, though, because it's a good way of getting me to a meeting. You know, if I know that I've got a commitment somewhere, you know, I can't, like, you know, and for some reason I won't, like, you know, fuck it off, you know what I mean? Like, not going to a meeting, do you know what I mean? If I know I've got to, you know, like, if I take a meeting or if I do whatever, do you know what I mean? You know, I haven't taken a meeting for ages, actually. But, you know, but anyway, but whatever service I have to do, you know, it's good for me because it gets me out of myself and it gets me coming to, you know, meeting. It's like today, you know, I got asked to do the chair. I was really excited about doing it when you asked me to do the chair. I got really excited and I was like, you know, it was, yeah, it's kind of weird how it kind of creeps up on you. And then, like, you know, and then today I was really shitting myself. And then, like, walking down the stairs, I was like, you know, and just sitting here now looking at you all, like, looking at me. And it's like, do you know what I mean? It's, you know, but yeah, I mean, you know, just to end, I would definitely say to newcomers and to people who are like early days and just maybe just finding themselves, you know, this works, you know, and it's not easy, but, you know, we don't shoot our wounded here. We all clunk together. We all help each other. You know, you're not going to like everyone. Some people you're just not going to like at all, and that's okay. Do you know what I mean? And you can be how you are going to be. Do you know what I mean? Just as long as you don't pick up, you know? That's my, you know, thing, you know? I mean, some your sponsor might tell you to love everybody, then, you know, listen to your sponsor. But, you know, but for me, you know, I try to keep it real. Do you know what I mean? What you see is what you get, you know? And, you know, and it's it actually wasn't all that bad. So I'll leave it there. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.